Okay, so please come to sit at the edge of the chair and have your legs a little bit spread so you have a stable relationship with the floor. And if the chair, if you feel that the chair is too high, maybe if you can lower it so the knees and the hips are more or less at the same height. So now we're going to do a test movement. So with your eyes open, go to look to the ceiling. You don't have to get all the way to the ceiling, but sense how much can you see when you look up, and where do you feel that the movement stops? No? So you will see that there is a moment where the movement that you will have to strain to go beyond, and then come back to the middle and do it a couple of times. And always do it in a way that you don't strain, you don't use too much force, and if you feel pain at any time, just stay before. So this is just a test movement that you don't have to reach anywhere. So now keep doing the movement, but think about pushing your belly out. It's like if you wanted to direct your belly towards the middle of your legs. No, and see if when you do that, the neck or the head moves more upwards. So remember that the legs are a little bit open, so you have more freedom at your hips, and then come back to the middle. And when you come back, the belly will come back to neutral. And then you can also combine it and look down, and then you take the belly in. So you can also combine your breathing with this. So you breathe out, you're looking out, and you allow your belly to push outwards. And then you breathe in, coming back, and you look with your eyes and with your head to the floor, and your belly goes in. So see how much easier can you bring yourself to do it. And what do you do with your eyes? Are your eyes moving up and down in a line, or you feel that your eyes are like going to the sides a little bit? And then just stay at the middle and rest for a moment. So just as coming back to the position that we are at the edge of the chair, so the back is free. We don't have the backrest stopping the movement, and with the legs open, so the hip joints are free to get involved. So now, without moving your head, start looking with your eyes up and then back to the middle. And see if you can do it without moving your head at all. And try to have your jaw free and your tongue. You can even open it a little bit. Or you can try doing it a couple of times with your teeth closed and your tongue pushing, if it's something that you sometimes do, and see how that affects the movement of the eyes, and then leave it free again, because contrasting the sensations can bring the change. And don't worry if you feel that your eyes are going to the sides or are not doing a straight line, that's okay. And then stay at the middle, and just a couple of times look at the front, not to the computer, just whatever is in front of you at the horizon, and just look up a couple of times, but don't move your eyes. Your eyes are staying in this point where you're looking, and you go only with your head, but your eyes are always looking to the front. And this can be something difficult because the movement of the eyes and the movement of the neck are very, very related. So sometimes when there is too much tension around the eyes, it's difficult to differentiate these movements. Okay. And can you keep going? So you're still looking straight ahead of you. And when you look up with your head, you also push your belly out. And you keep looking to the same spot at the horizon. And then you look down and you take the belly in. So you will see that when you do that, your back arches when you're looking with the head up. You're taking the head up, and your back rounds when you are taking the head down. But remember, you don't have to make a very big movement. Just try to find this coordination No? Because this, the attention and finding the coordination, even if it's in a very, very small movement, is what will bring the change. So see if you can synchronize all these things and then just rest at the middle. Or you can rest sitting back as you prefer. And just a couple of times do like you did at the beginning. So just go to look to the ceiling and see if it got a little bit easier, if you can see a little bit more above. So sometimes at the beginning, you don't even go to the ceiling, and that's okay. This is something that we can work with even better, no? Because then you will feel more difference. Okay, so now come back to sit at the edge of the chair with the legs open, so they are more open than the shoulders. And now start without moving the head, or try not to move the head because sometimes it goes involuntarily. Start looking with your eyes down. So like if you were looking to the floor, and see if you can keep your head at the same place, but not use too much force. So do a very slow movement to look down, and maybe you can feel the subtle invitation of your head to move down. And what do you have to do in order to keep it where it is? No, do you have to tense your belly? Do you have to tense your neck? Or can be something easy? And then keep going with your eyes, so without moving the head, go to the floor and to the ceiling. And see if you can, so it will be a very, very subtle movement that sometimes is very difficult to sense, but look for it. See if you can sense anything at the base of your skull, at the top of your neck. So you're just moving your eyes, or even you can place your fingers there and just move your eyes up and down and see what happens at the base of the skull, at the very top of the neck, where the hairline is. Can you sense that there is some movement there? And okay, let it go. And a couple of times, go to look up and down. And remember to do it pushing with your belly out when you go to look up. So your back arches, your chest expands, the shoulders go a little bit to the back, a little bit, not too much. And then when you look down, you take the belly in. And see if it got more fluid, more pleasant. And then stay at the middle and do the opposite. So we will also contrast the sensation. So take the belly in and try to look up and see how much the belly affects the movement. So you're really taking the belly in and trying to look up, and you will feel that you have to strain a little bit if you want to get to the same point. And this is something we do all the time without noticing when we are on the computer. We have the belly in, because we try to hold the posture, and then do it again, taking the belly out. Just letting the belly be free and see, because all the tissue, all the muscles and soft tissue inside the trunk, when it's very tight, it will stop the movement of the spine. And okay, just rest for a moment. Breathe, check in if you are holding your jaw, if it's very difficult or not for you to let the belly be free. And yawning is a great sensation of integration. So allow yourself to yawn. You're not in a meeting now. So, okay, now keep going, looking up and down with your eyes, with your belly, with your back, with your head. And of course, both of your eyes are moving. But take the attention to your right eye, as if you were only looking with the right eye. And it's the right eye that is directing the movement, or is following the line up and down. And maybe you feel, or maybe you don't, but look for any change in the direction of your head when you have the attention on the right eye. because when we have a more dominant eye, this normally will go a little bit forward than the other. So see, when you have the attention, or if you want to close the left eye, it's okay, but you can do it with eyes open, like if you were looking with something through the right eye, and this is where you have the attention. As if there was only this small line that you can see through with your right eye. And then stay at the middle and see if you feel any differences in the sensation of your face. Because attention is what brings change. So of course both eyes are moving, but we had the attention on the right eye, so maybe you feel that there is something different. Sometimes it's not something that you can name, but you sense. And then try the same with the left eye. So you keep going with all of yourself, with your belly, with your head, you arch your back. But it's now the left eye that is guiding the movement, and see if it's different when it's the other eye that is following this line that connects the ceiling with the floor. And do it slowly so you can have the time to have the attention and the intention on your left eye. And very often one of the eyes will be more clear to focus on and the other will be a bit more difficult, or will make your head to swing a little bit to one side and the other. And okay, stay at the middle and rest. And now again, come to the edge of the chair with the legs open. And maybe if you have a chair that turns, try to avoid turning the chair so you have a good stability on your feet. And only with your body, go to look to the right a couple of times. So you go to the right and then you come back to the middle. But the chair is not moving, it's only your body. Only to the right and to the middle. And then stay at the right. And now start looking up and down. So you don't have to go a lot to the right. Maybe you are on top of the right leg, like above. And start taking the belly out. And maybe you can imagine that you want to put your belly on top of your right thigh. And you look with both eyes up and down. And this, and here the distance will not be so big. But try to involve the whole trunk. So you take the belly on top of the right thigh, you arch the back a little bit, and you will see that the left buttock will get a bit lighter on the chair. And the right buttock sinks a little bit more. So see, take the time to involve the whole of yourself. And using the belly will help you to do that. So you're always looking to the right, like having the face above the right leg. And here you go up and down with your eyes, with your breath, with your jaw free. Many things to pay attention to, right? And then come back to the middle and go once to look to the left, once to look to the right, and see if you notice any difference. If it's easier now to look to the right, because more parts of yourself got involved, you know, got in this coordination. So now come to turn to the left. Doesn't have to be a lot. You can be facing towards where your left leg is pointing. And now with this, start looking up and down in this position. And imagine that you're taking the belly out in the direction of your left thigh. And arch your back, allow your chest to come out a little bit as well without too much strength, but just allowing it to move. And then you look down and you round your back, you sink your chest, you take the belly in, the jaw is free, and you can breathe in when you look up and breathe out when you look downwards. and sense if the right thigh, the right buttock is getting lighter when you do it. And if not, you can invite it to just lift a little bit, because this way you're also engaging the hip joints. And when you have enough, come to look at the front and just a couple of times turn to the right and to the left and see if your spine is freer now, if the movement got more engaged, because this attention, these ways of moving, coordinating more parts of yourself will wake up some parts of yourself and start getting them involved. So now stay again at the middle, and a couple of times go to look up to the ceiling as you did at the beginning. And try to involve everything that we have been working with. So you push the belly out, you let your chest to come out, and the chin will go away from the chest. And then when you look down, the chin will go to the chest and the belly will go in. And see if it got easier, if it's a bit more pleasant to do this movement. And okay, stay at the middle and rest. So now if you can, after this, if you can stand up or walk a little bit, maybe you will feel how your walking also got a bit lighter, a bit nicer. Thank you, everyone.